So we'll turn to agenda paper two. We have limited time assigned to this. Juan He's assignment was to attempt to bring together in one place discussions and decisions, agenda decisions, that this group had already reached. I propose that we not redebate any of those decisions. The form of the communication, Juan He has discussed in the paper, I would take it one step further. One of the questions we always get around here is how to communicate something. The decision was, or the recommendation is, that we communicate this in the form that we have for this group communicating things, which is an agenda decision. So as I say, let's not redebate previous decisions. Let's focus on, is it a faithful compilation of things that were already decided? And is there anything additional needed or anything that could be subtracted? It's quite long compared to what we usually do, but that's not surprising since we've been doing this, dealing with this issue for several meetings. So with that introduction, Juan He.
So agenda paper two addresses the issues relating to IFRS 11. The interpretation committee had discussed various implementation IFRS 11 issues from November 2013 up to July 2014. In July, the committee considered its next step and decided to discuss how we can best document its conclusions and observations from its work so that it will be helpful for stakeholders. We explored two options. Option one is to publish it in IFRIG update, and option two is to publish as another form of education material. We compared the two options in terms of a couple of points. In terms of the scope of documentation, we thought that the documentation would not be merely to aggregate the outcome of the discussion by collecting the previous IFRIG updates. We thought that it'd be an integrated summary of the committee's conclusions and observations. This means that the summary could include some analysis that were included in the agenda papers presented to committee meetings, if they are relevant. At the same time, we thought that the summary should not provide more analysis of the issues beyond what was addressed at the committee's meeting. Taking into these points, we think that option one, which is to publish the document in IFRIG update, could meet the objective of scope. In addition, we note that the style of the summary would be different from that used in the normal IFRIG update. In terms of timing, if we take option one, it would follow the normal IFRIG update procedure. That means we will be able to finalize the decision in the January 2015 meeting if we publish the tentative agenda decision this month. If we were to take option two, we would not need any public comment period, but we'll need a review by at least three ISB members. And option two thus might allow or might not quicker publication than option one. We also considered that IFRIG update is the authoritative method of communication with stakeholders that the committee uses. The stakeholders are familiar with the process of IFRIG update, and they are used to take notice of an output of it. Meanwhile, we note that education materials are principally aimed at teachers and students of IFRS. Accordingly, we think that if we were to take option two, it is necessary to think about how we can ensure that such an education material is reached and read by whom it will be relevant. So on the basis of our analysis, we prefer option one to option two, and thus recommend that the committee document its work in IFRIG update. We have also included a proposed wording for that in the paper. So do you agree with staff recommendation?
Comments and reactions? Reinhardt?
I agree with the staff recommendation to compile the discussion in a compendium IFRIC update. I think people in practice are looking to the various IFRIC updates and trying to put them, piece them all together, and I think that would be more effective in terms of reaching the desired outcome on a timely basis. I also agree that it would be helpful, as the staff did, very effectively, to take some of the concepts that we discussed and expand upon what was in the previous IFRIC update to be helpful to constituents, and agree that a 60-day comment period would be appropriate. I did have some specific comments that I shared with the staff in advance, some perhaps drafting comments. Really what they focus on is to be careful in our drafting where we expand upon or take from some of the previous issue agenda papers, the discussion, to be factually accurate in terms of where the committee came to a conclusion versus where the committee discussed and said, yes, that might be a factor to consider depending on the facts and circumstances. The example that I personally think illustrates that is where we, in the summary where it talks about the accounting by the joint operator, where the joint operator's share of output may differ from ownership percentage. My recollection of our discussions is that we didn't come to a conclusion that the default method should be based on ownership interest. I think the discussion, based on my recollection, was more along the lines, we need to understand why that difference exists. Does it make sense to have the due to from that you would in effect have to book if you account for your share of ownership based on ownership interest versus output? And so I think if it stays in that current form, talking about the default method being ownership interest, again, it's not consistent with what I recall, and my recollection could be faulty, as to what the committee discussed or concluded. And I was more concerned that where people may actually go back to the original agenda paper, look at some of the background, and may come to a conclusion that's not consistent with their discussions based on what's in the summary. So that's my biggest concern with the proposal. But on the whole, I agree with where the staff's going.
Okay, let's just go in order. John, Bruce, Tony, Andrew.
I agree with the staff recommendation. I am a bit troubled by the length of it, and maybe it's accessibility or lack of accessibility because it bundles together so many different aspects of IFRS 11. So my thinking was whether consideration would be given to just breaking it into a number of decisions. I think that's more of an accessibility question rather than because it is quite long, at 10 pages or so. I think it might be just better to do it that way, although that would involve us issuing a number of different agenda decisions rather than one big long agenda decision. So it's really just a formatting issue. But I agree with that it should be an agenda decision rather than educational material.
I was thinking about that last night, and it came up in our discussions yesterday a little bit. I guess my question is, and we would have to experiment with it, if we broke it down so that they were supposed to be freestanding, how much would we have to add to each piece to make each piece freestanding to where we have, instead of one agenda decision of 10 pages, five agenda decisions of 4 pages each? And so that might, is a possibility we'd have to think about.
Maybe a way of doing that is to have an introductory piece and then have them as separate sort of appendices to the decision. So rather than one long sort of essay.
Point taken. Yeah. Bruce?
Thanks, Wayne. I guess a number of comments I've got. The first one is I didn't really understand why we had a one or the other option. To me, if we decide to issue this as an agenda decision, that's our decision. If Mike's team then decide to pick it up as educational material, to me that's a completely different issue to what we're doing here. That's something they need to decide if they can turn into educational material. So I didn't really see the one or the other. My only concern and reservation around the method in which we're doing it is I think something that was expressed in the last meeting is that I'm still conscious that we've got a lot of jurisdictions who are taking these as standards, well, taking them as authoritative. Now, I agree that that's not the intention of what we're doing, but I guess what's concerning me is we're once again almost elevating the output of this committee, which is negative. You know, this is, we didn't take it on, but by the way, we're now issuing a new type of document with a cover, and we're going to break it potentially into five. And, you know, it's really, we're getting to the stage of more and more formalizing decisions not to do things. And I guess my only concern is, I think the more and more we do that, the more and more we need to realize that we're almost giving impetus to the fact that these are forming a part of the gap that we've got. And I just think we need to be conscious of that as we make a decision on how to issue this, given that this is something, you know, it's kind of different to an agenda decision. This is a lot more detailed. It's a lot more in the discussions. And I'm just concerned that we're starting to create a lot more.
Although all of these were already issued.
I agree. But you know, the fact that we're now taking and almost codifying it in a different way.
Okay. With regard to the education piece, I spent some time talking to Mike Wells yesterday. The education department, and this has always been the bane of a standard setter doing education, is terribly sensitive to anything that might have the flavor of interpretation, much more so than the concern that's frequently raised about our agenda decisions, in which we say we could reach something from the standard. And so, yes, they're tiny little interpretations, maybe. So they're very sensitive on that side of the building to anything that might seem interpretive. If it's issued in the name of somebody other than education, IASB education, that concern isn't as significant, because that all of a sudden bears the hallmark of somebody, some particular organization or body, meaning us. So that's the trap that we fall into. It's a little bit of a due process bureaucracy issue, but it is what it is. Tony?
Yeah, I agree that we need to make a formal agenda decision to explain where we've got to and why we're not taking these on. I do think it's too long, and I do think it suffers, as John said, from a struggle around how accessible it will be. Recognizing that I was a minority when I said this before, I guess my personal preference would be to go with a very short agenda decision that says, too early to deal with some of these issues, let's see how practice develops, let's leave it for the post-implementation review. Because I think, I know that Wanhee's paper talks about trying to help people by getting it out quickly. The fact of the matter is, whatever we do now won't be finalized until 2015. And pretty much everybody's made their decisions, whether it was in countries that have already adopted IFRS 11 in 2013, or companies in Europe that have reported in the first half of the year. So my preference would be something very short. I also think doing something this long is fraught with danger. So I'll echo what Reinhardt said, which is that I think the statement about where we got to around differences between the share of something and the ownership interest, I think it takes it several steps beyond where the committee got to.
So I think that's a fair comment. Yeah, but that we can.
Yeah, but so that's one example of the danger, I think, with going so long. So a personal preference would be, let's leave it to the post-implementation review. Let's have a page and move on. Recognizing I was in a minority when I said that before, if we are going to go ahead with this, I would agree with John that it should be chunked a bit. Maybe address whether it's three or four specific questions with a specific reason why we didn't take it on. But in doing that, I think it needs quite a lot of redrafting. I think the biggest example is what we say about other facts and circumstances goes several steps beyond the agenda decision that we actually published in May. So we said rights and obligations have to be enforceable. We didn't say they had to be legal or contractual. We didn't go on to say that a whole series of other things couldn't be taken into account. They might not be taken into account, I agree, but I just think it goes beyond what we agreed. And there are, the intention today I know is not to re-debate, but there are, I think, a number of places where this refers to conclusions. And because we weren't coming to a conclusion, I'm not sure everything that says conclusion in here went to a vote of the committee. So in its present form, I am deeply troubled by it, and I don't think it should go out in its present form. I prefer something very short. If we're going to go with something a bit longer, I think it should be chunked, but I think we need to be very clear that we're being consistent with what we've said before. And if we're saying we reached the conclusion, I'd like to be absolutely sure that we actually went round the table and said, do you agree with this? Because I'm not sure that with all of these that we necessarily did.
For those on the phone, just because I didn't understand the first time you said the word, you used the word chunk, C-H-U-N-K, rather than junk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sorry. I did not say junk. I said it ought to be broken up into sections. I'm agreeing with what John
Andrew
said.
Andrew and then Alan.
Yeah, I agree with the staff that the option one, IFRIC update, is the superior vehicle for what we're trying to achieve here. I think the draft needs some work. I don't know if it needs quite as much work as Tony would suggest, but improving clarity and ease of navigation, I think we should work towards. I share Reinhardt and others' comments about the going a bit further in some areas, such as the differential share of output versus share of ownership on the facts and circumstances where this says you would not take into account purpose and design. Well, IFRS 11 says you do take into account purpose and design. And one other area I thought we could probably either amend or it might be preferably lose is the examples on page 17 or example of how the rights and obligations of the operators might affect the accounting by the joint operation in its own financial statements. I think those need quite a lot of clarification to actually be genuinely helpful, which would probably add to the volume, and not largely sure they're necessary. I have some more detailed comments I can send in offline.
Alan?
I was just going to speak, I guess, in support of John. I think it, even though adding a bit of overhead for each of this by splitting it up might make it longer than aggregate, it might make it far more manageable, both internally for this group and also for people sending in comments on the agenda decisions, because you might get a situation where people provide quite detailed comments on one part of it and you want to finalise bits but not the other. You know, are you going to split it up? Are you going to do finalised bits and pieces or whatever? And so it might be easier for people to comment on put it out as a package, but comment on separate agenda decisions, because there could well be some more controversy over some aspects than others. The other thing is the practical thing. The way the Green Book, as we call it, is put together, is we do associate agenda decisions with particular paragraphs and issues that have come to us, and you're going to have a great big huge chunk, and you're just going to put it in IFRS 11. Whereas you separate that into manageable pieces, you will then be able to point to the right bits that flow with it. So my advice would be to separate it to make sure that you can actually manage and be comfortable to put each one out. Otherwise, you're going to delay the whole thing, perhaps so because you get tangled over one part of it or not.
Let me see if I can pull bits together here. Following up on comment, and this fits together with doing it in pieces. To the extent that this is, let me stop and go to the phones first. Fei Long, did you have a comment? Martin, did you have a comment?
Yes, I guess. Well, I mean, during our debate over the last meetings, we worked out, according, I would guess, important findings. Thus, although we have the additional 60-day common letter period, I'd agree with the staff to have it in the update. And this would also would be, I would say, sufficient for companies because it could be seen already as a kind of de facto guidance for this year end, so to say. With regard to, say, headlines somewhere in between, which would then help us to have it in the Green Book or so, I would also agree if one could structure it a little bit more, that would be fine for me.
Thank you, Martin. Sandy, are you on the phone? No, Sandy, yet. Okay. I didn't hear anybody object to the form. I have 3 points written down here, all of which kind of tie together. The first is whether in the form it is in, it is faithful or goes beyond what we previously published in IFR in IFRIC update. That goes to the exposure question. If all we do is to put all together what's already been exposed, to the extent that we expand on something, to the extent that we add a word to what has previously been exposed, I agree that we have an exposure problem.
So published or exposed? Published an update, because we didn't actually call for any feedback.
Yes, we do. We exposed for 60 days.
There was only one.
On the facts and circumstances. On these other ones.
Just updates to document the progress that had been made in the discussions.
All right. Well, that goes to faithfulness then. I think I heard a lot of people who were concerned that this does more than anything that was previously published. And that's not my sense of what the committee's intention was last time around. My sense was that the committee wanted to consolidate and document rather than enhance. Is that, Michael, you're nodding your head, yes.
Well, I think as I saw it was a case of bringing together, obviously, with the intention, as I understood, in one place, the collection of the discussions. Now, in doing that, we've looked at how perhaps different discussions have interacted in order to then produce something that reads in a sort of a logical way and a way that sort of communicates quite easily. So there will be some sort of interpolation, if you like, between what has been discussed before. I don't think there's anything here that wasn't in agenda papers, but it will also have picked up both things from agenda papers plus things from the discussion to combine them. And Tony had made the point about a vote, and he's quite right, because effectively the only thing that was voted on, if you like, was the one agenda decision that we did publish. So all the other topics were not explicitly voted on.
All right. Let me take them in order then. The next two fit together, making it shorter and doing it in pieces, even if we put all the pieces in the same place. Another way to make it shorter and make things accessible, and I was troubled by this when we talked about it last time, is to hyperlink into the staff papers. I was concerned that people having to go back and dig through potentially two or three staff
papers. Has joined the conference.
Okay, let me stop there. Who are you, mystery person? Is that Sandy?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, there was some problem getting dialed in.
Years ago, there was a game show on American television in which there'd always be a mystery guest. And we're getting name not reported here a lot. So anyway, if we have this in this format and can hyperlink the staff papers, that would solve the accessibility issue. It could also shorten the piece. Then comes the issue of breaking it up in pieces. If they all have the same front porch and then they follow sequentially, I think that answers Alan's concern. Let me bring in Bruce and then Alan.
Yeah, it was just the comment on the hyperlinking. I don't support that. I think that by hyperlinking the agenda papers, and I mean, those are long documents. I think it creates a problem. The other problem you've then got is what happens when you put this into the Green Book? Do you then have to put a link into where those were?
Okay.
I just think that's going to create a bigger issue. I think if we can't get out what we want as a succinct standalone document, then I don't think we should do it. So I think you've got to do it as a standalone.
Well, would you then prefer the enhanced discussion that's here, which means it all has to be re-exposed?
I think,
or do you prefer essentially a republication of previous agenda decisions?
I think that if we're just going to republish the old agenda decisions, I don't see the point in doing it. I think that those are already out there, and we're saying that they're there. I mean, we may need to expose them, whatever, but get those done. I mean, the fact that we've come back and we're having this discussion says to me we believe there's a lot of value in what's been put here. So I don't have a problem with putting the additional information in. I think that we're saying that this is a lot of work that's gone in. It's a lot of issues people are facing. So there's a lot of value to users or to anybody using that. So I would definitely put this in. My view would be I think we can cut them up, and I liked Alan's idea about putting them into different documents so you can reference them into the standard. But I think if we believe they need to be bigger because that gives the explanation of what was discussed and what's happened, then it needs to be in. Taking into account Tony's comment that we may need to relook at the final papers again.
Okay. Alan, then Bonnie, then Tony.
Oh, it's just the same point. I'm concerned about references, staff papers. One, because of the bulk, but also it's a staff paper. And if you had comments and you disagreed, those comments don't get reflected in the papers, unfortunately. So you can end up with a tension between them.
Fair point. Bonnie?
That's along the lines of what I was going to say is I do think that the committee discussions were useful, and that was the purpose of going back to create a document to capture all of that, maybe in enhancing a little bit of what the agenda discussions were, maybe not to this level, but I think it should be representative of the committee's discussions, not necessarily the staff paper, so I agree with not hyperlinking, but I think it should also be faithful to the discussions. If there wasn't a conclusion reached, then that should be represented here as well.
Tony, did you want to come in?
It was very much the same point about linking, and the fact that the other thing is it just thinking about how we structure it, as I think Michael said earlier, we've only actually issued one agenda decision so far. Everything else has been a record of conversation, so we haven't actually yet concluded on the two or three subsequent questions that we talked about.
Nor do we intend to.
Other than to conclude we're not taking them onto the agenda, which is what I think we should do, but not much more than that.
Okay. Julie, then Andrew, then I'm going to try and call it to a halt.
I was just going to say, it seems like if you don't, you got to decide the objective, I guess. One objective is to kind of bring all the discussions together in a technical compendium, which is sort of what we have here. But then that's sort of implying this was the sense of the group, and when you issue it, you're going to get technical comment letters, and then you're going to have to redebate, you know, the points in the letters. So in essence, it becomes a continued technical work stream with respect to all these issues. It'll take however long. And maybe you end up with a better result, but the trade-off is that's going to be some work. It isn't just collating it and asking people, did we collate? They're going to comment on, you know, the technical points here, and then you have to consider those. The other objective, I think, is I call it a more just give them some directional or roadmap work stream where you could say something like in today's IFRIC update, at the meeting we revisited the fact that we had talked about this, and this issue over a period of time. You know, this issue was at, our sense was expressed at this meeting, this one at this meeting, this one at this meeting, pointing back just to the old IFRIC updates. And, you know, looking at the package, the group, if this were the case, decided not to try to draw it all together and have some compendium with technical advice. It just decided that its discussions were enough work for the time being, and therefore, you know, it sort of decided to put its pencils down. I'm not advocating one objective or the other. It just seems like those are the choices. Either in substance you're going to do more technical work by asking for comment, or you're just trying to point out here's all the places we talked about it and here's the issues in the batting order so people can easily find those prior IFRIC updates without having to search.
Julie is always good at helping us to understand where the trade-offs are. Not so great on helping them decide.
Well, I mean, I could vote if I, but I'm not a member, so I, you know.
Andrew, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, picking up on what Judy said, it is a trade-off, but I actually think a public exposure period is an appropriate and helpful due process step, and it is more work, but I think it's work we should undertake.
Okay. The question is to draw or not to draw, or more correctly, to draw together or to not draw together. How many believe that drawing together in some form is a good thing to do, is the thing, the path that we should take? Show of hands.
So just clarify, what do you mean? Is this a package decision or is this a...
Hold that off. As Julie said, a technical compendium, whether it is five technical compendia or one big compendium remains to be seen. But the alternative to drawing it together, the ultimate minimalist approach would be to do nothing. The next would be to, as somebody said, just list the last time we discussed each of these questions and point to that. The next is something that looks like this, even if it's in five chunks rather than one. So I would put do nothing and point to the last time we talked about these in essentially the same place. And this, or this in five pieces, as the other extreme. So who would support for this? Who would support this or this in five pieces? Fei Long?
I support.
Support. Martin?
One. I would like to have it all in one.
You'd like it all in one?
Yep.
Okay, but you would support doing something?
Yep.
Okay, Sandy?
Yeah, I would support doing something.
Okay.
But I wouldn't support it all in one.
9 out of 13.
Okay, now, since we had a couple of people, at least one, Martin, say that he prefers a single document. Who wants a single document? One, two. Okay, the rest of you, I assume, prefer chunky.
I mean, I think there's, sorry, I mean, you can make it into five pieces, or you can use ways to make it a single document with pieces that are not different formatted than what's put in front of us, so.
No, I understand that. I'm speaking to Alan's concern about cross-referencing into the Green Book.
All right, yeah.
And,
I would separate it then.
Subtitles won't, I don't think, accommodate that. But
for want of a better analogy, the annual improvements is a package of very small but discrete, and we sometimes say, no, we're not going to do that one, we'll complete the other ones. But they go out as a package.
Yeah.
You can put the overhead around the whole package and put them out
together. That's what I would do. That's what I would
do. Okay. All right, now, I did hear a lot of comments about no matter what you say that needs drafting help. I would like three volunteers to assist Juan He in drafting. Preferably those who voted yes to one or more pieces. John, Bonnie, Reinhardt, let's go. All right, that's what we'll do. Tony?
Question about process around redrafting and conclusions and so forth. So a number of us had different comments about where we thought what was in here went beyond what we'd said. Now obviously the comments we've actually made have been captured in the meeting. What's the process for, and I have some more detailed comments, I think Andrew and the others said they probably had a couple more, for making sure that we capture all of those in the drafting and sharing the views if we have to?
Well, I think that goes to the question of whether or not we can meet this self-imposed January deadline. Mm-hmm. My preference and my sense is that better supersedes faster. And so I would propose that we not publish this or these or whatever in this month's update, that we bring them back to the meeting in November, recognizing that then the comment clock won't start to run until after the November meeting, which pushes us into March of next year. I would rather have a good product than a fast product, and I think that's the sense of the group. I'm seeing heads nodding yes. Sold. Okay, that's what we'll do. So Wanhee, you will be in touch with your three helpers, and I use the word in all caps. That's okay. Next up is Wanhee again.
Yes.